Last night was a game to remember for the St. Louis Cardinals. The Cards walloped the Texas Rangers 16-7 to take a 2-1 lead in the World Series. And if that score wasn't enough, St. Louis star first baseman Albert Pujols put on one of the most impressive displays of offense from a single player in World Series history. NPR's Mike Pesca was at Rangers Ballpark in Arlington for the game and sent this report.
For two tight games in St. Louis, the Cardinals and Rangers treated every 90 feet as if it were hard-fought World War I battleground. 5 runs were scored in Game 1, 3 in Game 2. Last night, in the 4th inning alone, the Cards and Rangers combined for 7. The St. Louis half of the inning started with an Albert Pujols single, a shot to left, which was the first baseman's first hit of the series, off the schneid and into the stratosphere. But that wouldn't become apparent until after a few key plays in the 4th. The batter who follows Pujols in the lineup, Matt Holliday, grounded into what looked like a double play, with Rangers first baseman Mike Napoli coming off the bag to tag Holliday on the shoulder. But first base umpire Culpa blew the call, he later admitted. Umpire Culpa's first name is Ron, not Maya, for those of you scoring at home. Holliday would come around to score, and then, with the bases loaded, Napoli uncorked a terrible throw home.
Slow roller, Napoli will come home, and it's a bad throw. Gets away, and 2 runs are going to score.
That's Joe Buck of Fox TV with the call. The errant throw and some poor pitching, which would prove to be a theme of the night, added up to a 5-0 Cardinals lead. From there, the Rangers would pull close, but never even. And the big bat of Albert Pujols was the main reason why. Pujols doinked a 3-run homer off the club seats in left field. In the 7th, he blasted a 2-run shot to center. And in the 9th, he stepped up to the plate with his team up by 8. At that point, the audience was composed mostly of Cards fans and assorted others who thought they'd maybe glimpse history. They did. After key plays, reporters in the press box hear from a PA announcer who provides pertinent information.
It's the 4th three-homer game in World Series history. He is the 3rd player to do it. Babe Ruth did it.
It took so long for the announcer to list Pujols' accomplishments that Matt Holliday, the Cardinals' left fielder, had time to strike out, jog to his position in left, and still hear the listing of historic facts.
I heard he's the first since Paul Molitor with 5 hits. I have the luxury of playing left field where I can hear the little media announcer talking the whole time. So in the 9th inning, I'm like, first hitter, 1926. So I had all the stats before you guys, about the same time y'all did.
Pujols, ever the humble slugger, deferred credit.
This is no an individual game. This is a team effort. Hopefully, you know, let the barrel of the bat catch the ball and there you go, out of the park, you know.
It was left to Pujols' manager, Tony La Russa, to describe how impressive the performance was.
Has somebody had a better day than this ever, World Series?
I mean, I don't want to disrespect Babe or Reggie, but that's good company right there. But I'd say that's the biggest night in World Series history.
If all of Pujols' home runs were stacked end to end, they'd be the 3rd tallest building in the U.S. Like Babe Ruth and Reggie Jackson, he had 3 home runs in a single World Series game. But unlike them, he had 5 total hits and 14 total bases, the most ever. It was a spectacular showing, which cannot, of course, be carried over. The series lead the Cardinals enjoy does include the greatest slugging performance in a World Series game, but as the teams know when they face each other tonight, it's still just a 2-1 lead. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Arlington, Texas.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.